In his book, Rick Ross wrote that put in the work and become so good at something that nobody can take it away from you. Because money, fame, and prestige, they come and go. But your skill set and your know-how will last forever if you keep adding to it every day. See, everybody wants to become a millionaire. Everybody wants to be in an elite position in their careers, money, fame, and prestige. But if you haven't learned what it takes to make a million, then how will you ever learn what it takes to keep making many millions? This makes me think back to when I was playing college ball. I had a full ride scholarship. And that is one thing, man, the coach used to tell me all the time. He said, Marsh, look, your athleticism's not going to be here forever. In these next 5 years, put in the work, get your degree, and learn the skills that it takes to be successful in business. Leverage where you are right now as an athlete and being compensated through a full ride scholarship. Don't just play the position of an offensive lineman. That's not going to be there forever. Learn the skills not only as an athlete, but also take advantage of the full ride that you have and get your education. In other words, stop taking bullshit-ass classes and take the classes because we're paying for it. Take the classes that you need to be successful for the rest of your life. Boy, I wish I would have listened to him because I didn't do that. I learned a lot of skills. I never got my degree. As a matter of fact, 18 hours from finishing my college degree, never did it. And in hindsight, I'm like, why didn't I listen to him? So you got to ask yourself today, man, what are the lifetime skills that you're developing right now? And these are skills and know-how that you can develop and take anywhere in your life. This is why I say that people that kind of flounder, they don't really know what they want to do in life, get into sales. Because sales teaches you the five core skills that I teach in life: communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation. These are skills that you have to be successful in sales. And you can take these into every other area of your life, no matter what position, profession that you're in. But regardless of that, even if you're not in sales, whatever it is that you're doing right now, you have to ask yourself, what are some of the lifetime skills that I could be developing right now? Or if you are developing them, are you making them stronger? Or did you just get to a level of competency and say, I'm good, I got a check, I can put a little money in the bank, I'm paid my Capital One credit card, I got a nice car? Is that it? Because money, fame, and prestige, material things, status, man, dude, those come and go. Anything can happen. And if you don't have the skills and the know-how that when something happens, life takes a shift on you, S-H-I-F-T. When life shifts on you, if you don't have skill set and know-how developed that is outside of the position that you're in, dude, you're going to be a one-trick pony. And what happens? You know, you hear all this talk about AI and AI is going to take all these positions and all that. If I'm continuously growing my skill set and know-how, I'm not threatened by any AI or any person for that matter, any industry taking my profession, taking my position. I'm not worried about that because I'm not just doing the job. I'm learning skill set and know-how above and beyond. That's what I want you to be thinking about right now. Because getting to a place, money, fame, or prestige, that's one thing. And so many times, man, we set these goals and we're like, oh, if I could only get to there. Well, what happens when you get there? What happens then? So if you were just airdropped in and had millions in the bank, if you were airdropped in and, you know, had the elite position, you're in a very vulnerable situation because you haven't developed the skills and the know-how not only to get in that position, because you were just boop, the genie in the bottle. You got there. Now what? How will you be able to keep it, not only sustain it, establish a beachhead? How will you be able to be there and then grow it from there? That's why where you are right now and where you want to be, the way to get there, man, and beyond, is to develop the skills and know-how, not just to do the job. What are the lifetime skills that I can apply and leverage into every area of my life? And some things, man, you may not, some things you don't even know if you're going to need those skills. A decade from now, you may have to pull those resources, those shelved experiences, I call. Don't know really why I did it 10 years ago. And you put those on your shelf, but then a decade later, you pull them off your shelf. You're like, I went through a similar situation. Here's what we did. And see, 10 years back, you were thrust into a position or situation, and you had to figure things out. You paid for your education then. You learned the skills and know-how, so you're not threatened by any situation that happens later on because you've been there. You got the T-shirt for it. You survived it. And now you can teach it to others too. This is what separates you from the pack, man. Because if you got to, let's think about this. If you got to where you wanted to be in life, money, fame, or prestige, number one, you wouldn't even know if you were there, whatever there is, you wouldn't even know what to look for. You wouldn't even know what questions to even ask. You wouldn't even know who to surround yourself with, who can help you grow this pie. You think your homies that you hang out with now, and y'all talk about dreams and fantasies and wishes, you think they're the ones that's going to be right there with the CEO position of you? You think they're not going to fuck you over? Of course they will. They see millions laying around, the opportunity to just pinch off a little bit and draft off of you without having to develop the skill set and know-how. They're not growing with you. They're just taking from you. It's what happens. And so be thankful for the position that you're in right now. And be thankful that you haven't arrived yet. I hope you never get there for that matter. But be glad that you haven't climbed. The reason being is because you haven't pushed yourself to learn the skill set and know-how to not only get there, but also keep getting there. Keep earning. Keep growing it. Keep developing it. Because you can only coast in one direction. Life is changing. Situations are changing. Environments are changing. Economies are changing. Are you? So that's one thing. It's getting there and then moving up from there. Knowing what to look for. Knowing what questions to ask. Also developing a skill set to handle your stress. Stress at elite levels, dude, that'll consume you. I laugh at young managers, man, who they get in the trenches with me. They thought, as a top salesperson, they thought they had all the skills they needed to do my job. But then when they get side by side with me and they get in the trenches, they get into a war fight. They look to me and like, oh, shit, I don't know what to do. I'm like, yeah, I do, because I've been there. I keep developing. I keep growing. This keeps me able to pivot in life. Doesn't matter what happens in life. I've got skills and know-how that if cars just went away tomorrow, I could take those skills and go a different direction. Same thing with the podcast, man. The skills and the know-how that I've learned and developed by doing this for 7 years, I'm good. I keep adding to it. Every episode, I add more skills, more knowledge, more know-how. It's what's so important. And here's the other thing is if you were insta-dropped into money, fame, or prestige, A, like I said, you wouldn't know what to look for. You wouldn't know what questions to ask. You wouldn't know how to handle the stress. but also you're going to fall from the penthouse to the outhouse and not stop anywhere in between. Skills, knowledge, and know-how keep you from falling as far. This is why you see millionaires who lose it all and bounce right back and then earn billions. It's because they develop the skills and the knowledge and the know-how to not only get to making millions, but when they lost it, they knew how to get it back. They knew how to grow it back again and then some. They didn't stop after that. And that's the unique advantage that you have with these situations is when you have to start over, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting with experience. Now you apply that experience, pull in more skills, adjust, apply the lessons that you've learned. Now you know more to look for, who to surround yourself with, better questions to ask, and then you keep going from there. This is so important, man. When you develop your skills, knowledge, and know-how continuously, they're going to do three things for you. Number one, they're going to position you for the present, for where you are right now. They're going to prepare you for the future, but you must keep adding to it. Even if you don't have to, everything's voluntary, man. You just pull in more, pull in more, pull in more. And then number three, it's going to catch you if you ever fall. So that way, if I fall, instead of from the 12th floor to the basement, I may fall from the 12th floor to the 10th, but I can sure as shit get back up to the 12th floor and all the way to the penthouse with what I've learned in that dip. So today, man, do your job. But more importantly, learn the skills, knowledge, and know-how to not only be in the position, put yourself in position for even more. Don't be the type of person who just goes to work to pay the rent. Be the type of person that develop the skills, knowledge, and know-how and surround yourself with the right people who can help you buy the whole damn building. That's what's important. Because it's not enough to get there. It's developing the skills, knowledge, and know-how to never stay there. All right, let's get out of here. Keep it simple, keep it moving, never settle, stay tough. Peace.